Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hey everyone, this is Brad Larson, founder of the Property Management Mastermind. Thanks to our sponsors, we've been able to compile a tremendous list of offers and discounts, with this list expanding every episode. To see that complete offering, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. I also wanted to announce the Pulling Back the Curtain Conference going on in August this year in Denver, Colorado. For more information on that, visit our site for the link. Lastly, be sure to check out our Facebook group page and become a member.
Are you tired of chasing tenants to comply with having renter's insurance? Insurance Management Group can solve this problem with a master tenant's insurance policy. Keep tenants in compliance with your lease agreement and help protect all parties involved. A master tenant's insurance policy can also add an additional revenue stream to your business. Contact Derek Scott at 918-728-8992 or visit imgadvisors.com. To learn more, listen to the Property Management Mastermind Show podcast, episode number 36.
This show is sponsored by the best home inspection software on the market for property managers. We endorse and use Z-Inspector as our software of choice for our team to document home inspections. We particularly like their 360 degrees camera system that produces amazing views of the interior room. Your clients will love Z-Inspector documented inspections you provide them. Visit www.zinspector.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, in today's episode, I've got Lauren Crosby and Nicole McWhorter here from APM. We're going to be talking about accounting. So hang with us. It'll be kind of an exciting episode. Shout out to Seacoast Commerce Bank with Allison DeSario, and let's take a listen. And welcome everybody to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson. And today's guest, I have Ms. Nicole and Ms. Lauren from APM, and we're going to be talking about financial accounting numbers. So don't get your pillows out just yet. Bear with us. We're going to try and make this a pretty good, informative episode. I got two young ladies who are super knowledgeable about the stuff. They've helped RentWorks personally, so I know I've been working with them. I think they've done a fantastic job. So I really was anxious to get them on the show to talk about what APM does. So without further ado, let's do one at a time intros. Nicole, I'm going to give you the floor first. Can you give us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and kind of your role with APM?
So Nicole used to work for PropertyWare, was with them for about 4 years before joining APM. And I am a consultant for APM. So helping all of our clients clean books, bank reconciliations, bookkeeping. It's been really great so far. They've all welcomed me with open arms. So I'm really excited about that.
Good stuff. All right, Lauren, your turn. Go.
Hey guys, I'm Lauren. I work for APM Help. My background is with AppFolio. I work there for a little over a year in the customer success department, learning the ins and outs of the AppFolio as a software. So I moved to APM Help about almost 2 years ago. And since then, we've started doing bookkeeping, consulting, preparing clients for audits, bank reconciliation, just anything to get your books clean, owner statements in check. That's my specialty.
Great. So we have PropertyWare and AppFolio representatives here with good experience in the both. Knowing you two are numbers people, and you're kind of like introverted in your own little shells, and you're going to have to come out of your shell a little bit, I'm going to make you do something fun. So give me one cool or funny thing about your off-work life. Nicole, your first go.
I really enjoy doing crafts. Right now, I'm really into mason jars, like repurposing those. So I have some hand soaps that are mason jar themed, lamps, mason jars. So really into crafts.
Very cool. Lauren, your turn.
I live in Dallas. I grew up in Austin, so I've spent a lot of time on the lakes. So my free time, I like to go wake surfing, wakeboarding, just kind of doing something completely unrelated to numbers and work.
Good stuff. One of my good friends up in Austin, Eric Pisek, him and his wife are big into the surf, the wakeboarding things where they pull you behind a boat and they're going to competitions and stuff. It's really neat. Follow him on Facebook. So shout out to Eric on that one. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk about what APM is and who it's designed for. So kind of give us a synopsis of what you guys do. And you know, either one of you can chime in on this one because it's kind of a group question. And what I understand is you guys specialize in working with a couple different platforms at this point and probably expanding. You got PropertyWare and you got AppFolio. So tell me a little bit what APM does.
So I'll take that. So we specialize in helping property managers prepare to pass state audits, get your books clean, caught up on bank reconciliations, make sure that you know exactly the amount that you have in the bank, what you should have in liabilities, in owner funds, and specifically property managers across the entire United States. So we have a team on the East Coast, we have a team on the West Coast. Any property management company, whether it's owner, operator, or your traditional or property management, that's our who we help.
Cool. Anything else to add, Nicole, on that one?
No, Lauren covered it pretty good.
Okay, so I'll give a personal background experience of what I've done with APM. So here at RentWorks, we've engaged APM to do a couple different things on some AppFolio cleanup for us. Because in fact, we just got our 5-year anniversary gift from AppFolio. So thank you, AppFolio, for that. That was very nice. And part of that is being with one platform for so long, there's a lot of trash in there. And it's not the software provider, it's really the users. So we had a lot of stuff that we needed to get off the books, like old homes that were never closed out correctly. You get recurring charges that just kind of recreate themselves every single month to give you these fake delinquencies. And so we spent some good amount of time working with the CFO mission, Phil Mazur, the first part of this year, to clean up our numbers. And so that actually reflected into more of an accurate figure of what we actually manage. Because if you go to most softwares, you look at how many homes you have under management, I bet you it's a 10 or 20% plus figure than what you actually really manage right now. And so how do you know that? Is because we keep spreadsheets. So all of our portfolio managers, all 6 of them, have a spreadsheet. And inside of that, they keep exactly how many homes they manage. And so you take that little tally, and then you look at the software, and you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't create an exact match. What's going on? Well, this owner moved back in 6 months ago, but it never got closed out correctly, so it still shows in your books. This one never actually rented with us. They decided to sell their home instead. And so we had to clean up all that stuff to get us to an accurate figure. Where I'm going with that is Lauren personally did that some of that stuff with us, made some good recommendations for us with AppFolio, and I was very thankful for that service that they provided. And it was the limited scope of what they did, but that also intrigued me and also potentially asking you guys to do more for us. I've got a new tangent of an idea I'm going to throw at you here in a little bit, but let's talk more. Cole, I'm going to give you the floor for this one. So who can this really help? I mean, let's talk about who it can help as far as the focusing for the management companies, real estate brokers, the portfolio managers, the owners. Let's talk through that. So who is this really focused for?
So really focused on anybody in property management, right? So it's not just the owner operators, it's the team. So it not only helps the property managers, the owners, but it's also helping the team learn about the software that they're working on, but also helping them clean it up along the way.
Excellent. Okay. So kind of how does this work? So let's say we want to engage with APM. How does that work? Do we turn over all access? Do we give you all of our bank records? I mean, talk me through kind of an engagement, and this will lead in nicely to features and benefits of what that happens. Because I think the first thing that people are wondering is, do I got to turn over all access to you? We'll talk costs when we get there, but let's talk kind of through the processes of getting the numbers in front of somebody. So Lauren, take that one for me.
So we always start with it's a complimentary 30-minute consult where we do a screen share, similar to what we're doing now. But instead of a video chat, we'll be looking, at the computer screen. We'll ask you to grant us access for the duration of the call. We'll share the screen. We'll walk through the bank reconciliations, make sure everything is caught up, give any feedback on what we see and any recommendations. We take a look at the trust account balance reports. And for that, we just want to see the property balances. We're looking for anything that is a big red flag, any properties with negative amounts. A lot of times those are hidden properties. And things, that kind of slip through the cracks. And then the last thing, we look at the financial diagnostics just to make sure that the liabilities are in check with what we should have recorded there. We'll give our feedback, recommendations for, your next steps. And then also answer any questions that you may have at the moment about something that's going on or just either longer term issues that have been going on for a while that haven't been resolved.
Perfect. So one of the things that we were doing is we were working on trust reconciliations because we really wanted to make sure our trust accounts were spot on. And so that's part of what we engage with you for. But you mentioned something earlier, the hidden properties. That was what I was talking about a few minutes ago, is that was eating our lunch because it was getting us totally whacked out numbers of what we were managing, which leads into so many different KPIs that we do that were based off of whacked out numbers. So for example, if you want to figure up your client acquisition cost, right, and you're taking those existing clients or new clients and you're trying to divide that by the number of homes you manage, well, that throws it completely off. So you're not getting an accurate measure when you don't have an accurate headcount of who you're managing. So one of the things I want you to talk about too is Nicole, I want you to kind of give the 2 cents about what Lauren talked about and what you guys do for PropertyWare. Is there any sort of difference between the two platforms in your experience?
So no, so we're doing the same thing that AppFolio's side is doing. So we are, like Lauren said, going in, doing our 30-minute free consultation, checking the bank reconciliations, checking all of our cash aspect reports. So in PropertyWare, there is a report that, you know, we pull. If there is a portfolio on the cash aspect report, then obviously the balances are off. So we want to go in and really figure out where the money is and trying to get them cleaned up. But just like Lauren said, everything is the same on PropertyWare side as well as AppFolio's.
Very good. Very good. So this is also, I should interject here, this is also our first Facebook Live that we are doing while we're doing the podcast. So normally what we do is we record this puppy via Zoom, and then I get it syndicated with Pro Podcast Solutions, and they put it on iTunes and Stitcher and all the other different places. Well, now, finally, Facebook has an integration into Zoom. So we're able to live stream the three of us on this first interview. So I wanted to point out my new fishing shirt, my new RentWorks fishing shirt. I'm wearing this exclusively for Mr. Hernandez, Peter Hernandez, since he loves fishing shirts. I got it all embroidered up with the RentWorks logo. I'm wearing it just for him today, just so we could do the Facebook Live in his honor. So Peter, you're welcome. Appreciate all your help. Now, let's get back to it. Let's talk about the scariness. Let's talk about audits. Okay, so in Texas, we're kind of on a good side because no one's going to really walk in and audit us. Can they? Yes. Can the Texas Real Estate Commission come in and audit us? Sure, they can. But it never really happens in very much of a practice in large scale. But in different states, California, Oregon, other states I don't know about, they have the privilege of walking in anytime through the year and demanding basically a full audit. So if either of you have experience in this type of stuff, especially in those more strict states, now's a good time to kind of talk us through that and how you guys can benefit them to be prepared for an audit. Don't talk about it. Lauren, calm down. Either you guys are like fighting for each other. I want to do it. Okay, so Lauren, it's your turn. I'm going to make you go.
Okay. So from our experience, we've had a lot of clients approach us. You know, the initial call is, hey, we're getting audited. We heard about you. We need help. And so on those things, you know, we go through and analyze the situation and decide what the time frame is and what we need to get done in that amount of time to get them prepared. If you're proactive about it, it's a easier, I think, situation because there's a little bit more time to get everything in order. But it all starts with the bank reconciliations. We want to get that three-way tie out, the liabilities, everything in check with what matches in your bank statements, same as an AppFolio or PropertyWare.
Tenants not changing their air filters? Costly HVAC repairs and unhappy owners got you down? Filter Easy is a subscription air filter delivery service that solves this problem by shipping filters directly to the tenant's front door when it's time to change. Tenants actually change them, which reduces HVAC-related maintenance calls by an average of 30%. Filter Easy's no-cost-you solution functions as a profit center to give you back time and money. Call 1-800-308-1186 today to learn more.
Now, there's a new term going around the world. It's like the biggest hot buzzword for this. It's called daily reconciliations, right? So you get outsourced from Planet Synergy or APM or some other people that are doing reconciliations. But the daily thing, the daily trust account reconciliation, it may not be a new term, but it's kind of the hot buzz term that's going around. So somebody explain that a little bit better for me. Just pretend I'm a crayon eater idiot and take me through from the very, very basics on it. Nicole.
So essentially with the daily bank recs is we are checking and verifying in your bank account what has come in and what has gone out, and we're comparing it to what is in AppFolio or PropertyWare, making sure that everything is lined up. Sometimes we have property managers who forget to, you know, post it into one of the softwares, PropertyWare or AppFolio, but we're seeing it in the bank. So we want to make sure that they are both coming in and going out at the same time, right? So we want to just, it really helps us at the end of the month when we are doing the end of the month reconciliation that everything is lined up. So there's nobody's going to miss a deposited payment or some a bill that's going out.
Because a couple of things we want to talk about there. There's obviously you want to prevent any sort of fraud or theft. And two, you want to prevent the mistakes. So if you think your bookkeepers are the cat's meow and they're never going to make any sort of bad thing happen, they're never going to misplace money in their purse when they go home or, you know, make an ACH go to one of their bank accounts. I don't assume all that. But what you could assume is people make mistakes. That's pretty fair across the board. And so what this does is it'll catch those mistakes. All right, so seeing that, now I want to switch gears and talk about how does this tie into the NARPM accounting standard? Because this has been a big campaign now that NARPM have done, and they've instituted this year. We have the NARPM accounting standards. You have all the different things that go into that to include chart of accounts, to include the checks and balances, to include all that good stuff. How do you guys tie into that? Talk to me more about that. So I'm going to make Lauren talk this time. I got a big smile out of her too. Go ahead, Lauren.
So the NARPM accounting standard, so we've always, you know, had our plan in place when I started with Appfolio. And then with APM help was, okay, we want everyone's books to be squeaky clean, right? We want to do it the right way. There are a lot of different ways that you can do things in Appfolio. I mean, it's a very complex software. And I think that one of the ways that APM kind of has run parallel with the NARPM accounting standards is that we have everything set a certain way. There's a reason why these things take time. There's a reason why it's important to stay on top of it as you go, because it prevents, you know, all of the mistakes along the way, and it makes sure that you're in check, you know, on a regular basis. So those things with, you know, keeping your bank reconciliations up to date, making sure that your liabilities are accounted for, making sure that your trust account balance report, your properties, anything closed out, you know, you've distributed those funds to the correct party. Staying in line with that and doing it the right way, it's always been, I think, what we have set as our standard.
Great. So that ties into the triple tie-out, right? That's the triple tie-out where you're cross-referencing the bank accounts to the software to, what am I forgetting? Nicole, what am I forgetting there? The three ways. There's a bank account, software, and what?
So we have the bank account, the software, and then we're just making sure that everything is tied out on the property. We said we have different reports that we've run, but the liabilities, portfolios for the owners. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank here. I'm getting a little nervous that we're live on Facebook.
Oh, don't be so nervous. Come on. Who cares? All right, let's talk about the NARPM accounting standard. Back to that. Are you guys able to convert somebody to the NARPM accounting standard? Nicole, can you guys convert a company into the NARPM accounting standards?
We can.
So talk us through kind of how that works. Is there any ballpark range for that cost? How long does that take? When do you recommend it? Give us some more details on it.
So as far as cost goes, I'm not the person that we would have to talk about cost. Maybe if Lauren knows the cost on getting them switched over, she could chime in there. Lauren, do you know what the cost would be to get them switched over?
It really depends on unit size, on the number of bank accounts that you have, the date range in which it needs to be, whether it's caught up, or the amount of issues, let's say the diagnostics that need to be resolved. So it's really kind of on a case-by-case basis, depending on the history and what's going on in your account currently.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be kind of involved in the NARPM accounting standard as far as getting it going with NARPM, and they were very gracious to actually fund that and implement it, so I really appreciate what they did. And so we implemented the NARPM accounting standard right away this year, like first of the year we implemented it. Actually, we didn't get to it till almost the end of January, so we had to backfill for some of January. And that's exactly what Lauren's talking about, is if you have to backfill a year or 2 years, that's going to play into the cost. And of course, the unit number is going to be how much figures you got to spin around. But a lot of it's just the mapping. So just so you understand out there in the world, you're mapping your old chart of accounts to a new chart of accounts. So you're taking line one and matching it to line eight of the NARPM accounting standard. And that's just being hypothetical, but it's kind of that in theory to where you're mapping new numbers to go somewhere new. All right, so that's kind of cool. So I think I would encourage everybody to look at getting onto the NARPM accounting standard. I know APM can help you with this feature. Cost to be determined, of course, depending on your size and all these other different variables. But let's talk about some of the other main features and main functions of what you guys do. And potentially you can throw some costs or even ballpark figures for us. So I know it depends on units and all that good stuff, but I guess that might be a little bit more challenging of a conversation to talk costs. But let's talk about potentially some features and benefits that we may have skipped over. So Nicole, I'm going to make you talk now. Can you think of any features, benefits that we may have glossed over just to this point? Just, you know, why would somebody want to work with APM and what's the big feature for them?
So I don't know if we've talked about our full bookkeeping services that we offer, but APM does offer full bookkeeping. So what that means is anything with a dollar amount in your account, software account, Appfolio or Propdoor, we are the ones that are going to go in and post that for you. It's really going to give you time to go out there and grow your business if you are on the smaller end. But even if you are larger, a larger company, right? Some of these companies don't really want an in-house person posting those payments, right? They don't have time to go in and pull those reports. So how do you know that they're not doing something fishy when they're posting those payments? So APM comes in and helps, and we do all of the bookkeeping. When I say all, I mean in move-ins, move-outs, tenant payments coming in, vendor payments going out. We're helping them process their management fees, send out owner draws. We also do owner statements. So the full bookkeeping is a really huge thing right now, especially on the Propertyware side and Appfolio as well. But that is one thing that we have not discussed.
Great. No, I really appreciate that because that's something I really never thought of doing that here just because we're large enough to have in-house bookkeepers. But I could tell you 5 years ago, I would have killed for this service, right? Because as we were starting to grow, I mean, 5 years ago, we were at a couple hundred homes, maybe 150. And so we really at that point needed it. We weren't large enough to have a giant accounting department. I didn't even have anybody on staff to do accounting. It was me, and me. And I really screwed it up. And so it would have been great 5 years, 6 years ago for us. And so I wanted to, you know, make sure you guys talk about that. So you can do everything from the basics to the full blown accounting for somebody. Now let's talk about banking. All right. So unless you have other things to say there, is there any particular bank that you work well with or recommend that somebody look at? I mean, just kind of give me your 2 cents on the banking side. Lauren, your turn.
On the banking side, I mean, it really varies. People, you know, across the country, you're going to have different banks. I think on our end, it's not as much of a specific bank. You know, the bigger banks would have more access for things like if we're doing daily bank recs, for example, we need view-only access to your bank account to be able to cross-reference that every day. And so, you know, typically some of the more prominent banks are a little bit easier to grant that type of access to, but it's not anything where we really recommend a whole lot of one other than the other. In California, I would say it was the exception. We have Seacoast, works with a ton of property managers, and it's a huge, we've always had a lot of success working with them. And definitely if you're in the state of California, I would recommend.
Yeah, we are lucky enough to be able to use Seacoast here in Texas. There are certain states that just can't because mm-hmm. how they're designed with trust money and trust funds. There's rules like in Florida, I don't think they can leave. They can't take those trust funds out of state in Florida. And so they just can't use a bank like Seacoast, but we use them and love them here in Texas. And I highly recommend getting in touch with Allison DeSario from Seacoast Commerce Bank. She'll be able to help you guys out and get the banking solutions going. We've been using them now for almost 2 years and been fantastic. I mean, just really, really like their banking systems. And when you guys, Lauren, were doing some checks for us for RentWorks, we were able to give you access, limited access into those accounts into Seacoast so you could check them, or we could get your bank statements, one or the other. But a lot of these banks understand, especially Seacoast, they understand what we're doing because I tell people this a lot, I'm beating a dead horse. We're really not property managers. We're money managers along with managing properties. And so we manage a lot of money. And so in doing that, we've got to make sure we have good banks. And when I say a good bank, I mean to give the access that's needed to other players that are going to come in and help you and not charge you a ton of fees. Seacoast is lucky enough, they have some credit share. That's great. And so I'll let Allison explain all that. But I know some people that switch from big banks, and you can name them and you heard of them, where they were spending $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 bucks a month in fees. To switch that around, all of a sudden they go into Seacoast and now they're getting $1,000, $2,000 in credit because of all their deposits. All right, so that's a banking tangent. Sorry to go on that, but I wanted to, you know, talk about that because that is important, you know, to be able to give you guys the banking access and talk about getting the reconciliation done on a daily basis. So I want to know about the next step. So kind of giving a tidbit about the APM model, talk about property portfolio. So if somebody wants to engage with you guys, what's the best way to get in touch with y'all to talk next steps?
So they can visit our website, apmhelp.com. Our response time is typically under less than 10 minutes. We try to shoot for, you know, getting back as soon as possible. But they could definitely go online. We have a little questionnaire that they would need to fill out, and then we would respond pretty quickly.
Perfect. Anything else to add, Lauren? What's your personal email and your Facebook page and all that, your personal stuff?
yeah, reach out to me on Facebook. No, I'd say go to our website. There's a phone number on there. There's also, like Nicole said, the questionnaire, and there's also an email you can send. So a lot of different ways to get in touch with us. And like she said, we do typically get back as quickly as possible.
Cool. Did I miss anything? Did we forget to talk about anything that you're just dying to tell the crowd about what APM does?
So if you guys submit an inquiry, we always do a free 30-minute consult. No obligations, but definitely reach out and we'll do that free 30-minute consultation with them.
All right. So anything else, Lauren?
Yeah. I mean, that was what I was going to say too, is 30 minutes, no obligations. At least if you might identify some things you didn't know about, only a benefit to you.
Worth a phone call. Dang it, Nicole, you stole exactly what Lauren was going to say. Darn you. Ladies, this has been fantastic. I appreciate you coming on. Got a lot into this episode as far as talking about APM and what you're doing with the numbers. And I think it's valuable. So appreciate you guys being out there and look forward to seeing you at the next conference. All right, take care.
Thank you so much, Brad.
Bye.
Property Meld is made for maintenance work automation. Property Meld will work to schedule, remind, verify completion, and follow up with your residents automatically, while providing the best-in-class communication system for your ease of use, your vendors, and your tenants. Begin reducing maintenance coordination time and increasing tenant satisfaction today. Learn more at propertymeld.com.
Choose Seacoast Commerce Bank as your property management bank of choice. Seacoast Commerce Bank specializes in trust accounts and business banking for property managers. One of their best features is a cash analysis program where they can assist in paying your property management related invoices. Contact Allison at 619-988-6708 to learn more. And be sure to listen to the Property Management Mastermind Podcast, episode number 26, about Seacoast Commerce Bank.
This has been a podcast episode by PropertyManagementProductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.